folks, welcome to the shop with Cosmos with Cosmos, and here's to how astronomy sunk the Titanic.
Oh!
Well done. I'm so excited.
Ah, 1 second. That is one of the worst thoughts I've made on the show. I'm going to take some water. I'm going to take on water like another famous vessel.
Yes.
I am
starboard.
Shocked you have not come up with this one.
I didn't think about it.
Because today is a special day, so we are recording on April 14th at 1:39 local time. So,
today's the day.
If you use our Wayback Machine to April 14th, 1912, that makes it about 7:39 p.m. GMT. Which, fun fact, time zones didn't really legally exist in 1912. So the Titanic and other cruise ships defaulted GMT in their logbooks. Fun fact. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, it's 7:39 GMT. And a second officer, Charles Lightoller, just looked over the bridge. But 4 hours, actually 3 hours and 56 minutes from now, Frederick Fleet shouts out,
"Iceberg right ahead, hard to starboard."
Yes. All right. So that's happening today, back in 1912. But how does astronomy and like climate science have to do with any of this? So,
well, we're going to find out.
Hey. Yeah.
The maiden and ultimate voyage of the Titanic departed Wednesday, April 10th, 1912. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But just a year prior,
in trial. Oh, where were you, April 10th, 1912?
What affiliations do you have with an iceberg? So anyway, just a year prior, 1911, records indicated a hotter Arctic summer than was typical. Mm. Following that summer, it also shows a milder winter than is typical as well. And so that means that the Greenland icebergs went through a higher rate of glacial calving, which is exactly what it sounds like when chunks of ice break up at the terminus, the end of a glacier. Now, this homicidal iceberg, no, for a reason. So this homicidal iceberg has never been caught, but we've made educated speculations on its origin. Right. So according to, also topical, I imagine like a helicopter following this iceberg. This iceberg's on a Bronco headed east. Right. So according to oceanographer Fergus Wood, extremely high tides helped lodge this chunk of iceberg away from its icy origin. But this wasn't just any regular high tide. It was a super swell, an extreme super swell, as we call it, which is caused by the moon and the sun in this case, too.
Oh, boy.
So on January 4th, 1912, the Earth was at perihelion in its orbit of the sun. Mm-hmm. Which means it's the closest point in Earth's orbit to the sun, which is why it's called perihelion, meaning it's peri, peri close.
Okay, I allow it.
Well, at this exact same time, the full moon appeared on the exact opposite side at the Earth at perigee, which is the moon's closest point to the Earth. And in fact, this was the closest the moon had been to the Earth since the year 796.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So all of this resulted in about 5% stronger tides.
And damn. A big moon. It was a biggest moon ever. Oh,
super moon. Absolutely.
Super moon.
So when the moon is at its perigee, that's a super moon. So that's exactly what happened. But it was a super ultra mega moon. So the moon's tug of gravity and the sun's perihelion combined to create this super mega swell orbit. Now, in order for this murderous iceberg to have been dislodged and make the journey in time to the path of the ship, it would have to originate from the coast of Labrador or Newfoundland before it was broke free thanks to the swell. Because typically these icebergs break from Greenland and then lodge themselves in that coast of Canada or Newfoundland, same thing. And they melt. But thanks to the super swell, this iceberg likely didn't melt. Instead, broke free and melt the Titanic basically this date, 1912.
Wow. So, and to make matters worse, it was a new moon.
It was very, yeah.
So they couldn't, there was nothing to reflect that, and so they could see the icebergs.
But they did get plenty of iceberg warnings, apparently. But they were like, meh.
Yeah, you know, humans and their records to break. Human ego.
Yes, the hubris of humanity. So, yeah, convergence of, like, nearly impossible astronomical events knocked off the iceberg that sunk the Titanic.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the icebergs, they planned this.
They got together.
Attack the icebergs.
Yeah. And they just had a big party once they got it. The iceberg reported back to the other icebergs. Mm-hmm. They got the ship. And they just had a big party.
Nice.
Rest of the world was in shock.
Which, fun fact, William Taft, of course, threw at the first pitch of a baseball game, which is what started the tradition of first pitch. But because of this fucking accident, he was not able to throw at the first pitch that year.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What the hell?
God, 1,500 people died and
had
to throw out a first pitch.
Did they cancel the season?
So this is another fun fact. There was a fundraiser in the baseball game, and it was the first and, to my knowledge, only three-way baseball game. It was between, like, the Giants, the Dodgers, and I think the Yankees as well. They just kind of took turns batting and
pitching
off each other. Yeah, it was crazy. But they raised a lot of money for Titanic survivors, which is fine because Titanic survivors, as we know, didn't have a lot of money.
I know. There's a lot of widowed women with their children.
Yeah. So, yeah, we can also talk about baseball and Titanic if you want, but we won't. So, instead, follow us on all the things, and we will see you next time.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.